Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Cowboy Clean Fuels launched innovative carbon capture and renewable gas project in Campbell County. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. About 30 miles southwest of Gillette, Cowboy Clean Fuels is using an innovative process to produce renewable natural gas and store carbon dioxide in old coal bed methane wells. The company holds offices in Gillette. According to the Gillette News Record, with $7.8 million in matching funds from the Wyoming Energy Authority, Cowboy Clean Fuels has been commercially operating since June. By injecting molasses into coal seams, they aim to produce 700 million cubic feet of renewable methane annually and capture the equivalent of 185,000 tons of carbon dioxide. CEO Ryan Waddington said Campbell County's Powder River Basin is the ideal location for this technology, which has the potential to create significant economic and environmental benefits for Wyoming. Governor Gordon criticizes BLM for rejecting protests on Buffalo Coal Management Plan. Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon has expressed disappointment after the Bureau of Land Management rejected protests from the state and other entities regarding the Buffalo Field Office's final supplemental environmental impact statement and proposed resource management plan amendment. In a report quietly released earlier this month, the BLM dismissed every protest, stating no changes to the plan were needed. Governor Gordon criticized the Biden administration's handling of the protests, calling it a disregard for proper process and accusing the BLM of ignoring Wyoming's concerns about local economies and industries. He vowed that Wyoming will continue to fight against federal overreach and defend its resource development. Other groups, including the National Mining Association and several Wyoming counties, also submitted protests that were rejected by the BLM. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.